You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was the Squid Pod, and this is Classic Rock Mind. Okay, well, the Classic Rock Mind theme is not behaving itself, so we go to our low-tech option. Everybody talk amongst themselves. Oh, and this gives me an opportunity to talk about how cool it is to follow Squid Pod, because we're both sort of retro shows. He plays stuff from the 80s, and I go back even further to the 60s and 70s. But it's all stuff you will not hear on commercial radio, which is why we love freeform radio here at WMFO. And this is Saturday Night. Yes, it is Saturday night, and it is time for Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next 2 hours playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you like classic rock radio, you will love my show, because you will hear all kinds of music you haven't heard on commercial radio before. You'll hear bands that you know, you'll hear bands that you don't know, but everything rocks, because, as you may or may not know, back in the classic rock era, for every song that gets into rotation, there are like a million others by the same bands, by different bands, by bands from different countries, by local bands that never made it nationally, all kinds of stuff. And that's what the program is about. So tonight we are going to hear all kinds of oddities, including but not limited to Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert, which really was Peter Townsend's Rainbow Concert, because Eric was still on Smack at the time. We got some John Lennon. We got some Thin Lizzy. We're going to go to Greece. We're going to hear from a band called Socrates Drank the Conium. Yes, from Greece, because where else would a band name themselves Socrates Drank the Conium, except in Greece? We'll be in Belgium for Burning Plague. Yes, Belgium, Burning Plague. And New Zealand for the La-Ti-Das. Yes, New Zealand, the La-Ti-Das. All quality classic rock from the classic rock era. That's what Classic Rock Mine is all about. And to get things started, we are going to 1992. Yeah, believe it or not, 1992. This classic rock artist, who is no longer with us, made his name as a blues guy and a blues rock guy and a very, very fast guitarist. And in 1992... While he was playing live, he sounded a little like this. So dig it and dig it deep.
Yeah. Woo. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to bring up my new bass player, Ike Sweat. I'm gonna do "Busted in Austin" song you wrote.
Here's some Texas blues, Busted in Austin.
Thank you. weeks and 29 days.
We'll be right back. I'm going up the pool from down the smoke below to taste me mum's jam sarnies and to see our antique flow. The candy floss salesman watches ladies in the sand down for a freaky weekend in the hope that they'll be meeting Mr. Universe. The Iron Tower smiles down upon the silver sea, and along the Golden Mile they'll be swigging mugs of tea. The politicians there have come to take the air while posing for the daily press. We'll look around and blame the mess on Edward Bear. There'll be bucket spades and bingo cocktails, mussels, rainy days, a seaweed and sandcastles, icy waves, a deck chairs, rubber dinghies, old best graces dangling down, a suntan stand, a starfish in a daze. We're going up the pool from down the smoke below to taste me mum's jam sarnies and to see our antique flow. The candy floss salesman who watches ladies in the sand down for a freaky weekend in the hope that they'll be meeting Mr. Universe. There'll be bucket spades and bingo cockles, mussels, rainy days, a seaweed and sandcastles, icy waves, a deck chairs, rubber dinghies, old best braces dangling down, a suntan stranded starfish in a daze. Oh, black pool, oh, black pool.
Yeah. Get out, black belt.
That was Jethro Tull, of course, with Up the Pool, referring to Blackpool. That is off of Living in the Past from 72. It was recorded before then. That album was a compilation of early stuff. Before that, we were in Germany for Epitaph with Uptight off of Stop, Look, and Listen from 72. The La-Di-Das from New Zealand gave us The Place off of Rock and Roll Sandwich from 73. Also from 73, Eric Clapton with Badge off of Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert from 73, which also had Pete Townsend and a bunch of other people on it. Unfortunately, Eric Clapton was still in the throes of a heroin addiction, and it is not considered his best playing. And let's see, before that, we started off with Johnny Winter, Busted in Austin, off of Walking by Myself from 1992. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, and then Bubbles in the Think Tank comes in for two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And until then, we have all kinds of stuff coming at you. Right now, we are going to go to Scotland. And let's see, this song is an old Lieber and Stoller song. I think it originally came out in the 50s, but lots of people covered this, including Cheech and Chong. But in 1972, the Scottish Cats covered it as well. So dig it, and dig it deep. We'll be right back.
walking down the street minding my own affair when two policemen grab me and I'm unaware. They said, "Is your name Alexander?" And I said, "Why, sure." They said, "You're the cat that we've been looking for." Cops took me to a little room where the bright light shines. There was 10 poor souls like me standing in that line. I knew I was the victim of somebody's evil plan when a stupid just looked at me and said, started prosecuting me. That man wanted to find out what was my pedigree. He said, "Where was you on the 3rd of June 1963? Then them cats with the rubber hoses started giving me the third degree.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. this morning feeling down. Realized I'm a fool just a hanging around. The whole place is in a mess. I got to hide away. The news that I hear, it don't seem to change. I'm working so hard just to rearrange. A bad person breaking loose.
That was Hard Stuff. Yes, Hard Stuff. With, what was the name of that one? Sick and Tired. And that is off of the Hard Stuff album entitled Bolex Dementia from 1973. Hard Stuff were formed by a guitarist by the name of John Duquesne and a drummer by the name of Paul Hammond, both of whom had been in Atomic Rooster. And as Hard Stuff, they opened up for Deep Purple and Uriah Heep. Before that, Ted Nugent, Hammer Down, off of Free For All from 1976. Ted Nugent, love his music, hate his politics. But we can find common ground because the music's great. Socrates Drank the Conium from Greece gave us Live in the Country off of Socrates Drank the Conium from 1972. Cactus gave us Olio off of Cactus from 1970. And the sensational Alex Harvey Band started us off with their cover of the Lieber and Stroller song Framed off of their album Framed from 72. And that was actually covered by Cheech and Chong in one of their movies. So there you go. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for one more hour, gang. And then Bubbles in the Think Tank comes in, which is two of the silliest hours that you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we have an hour of obscure classic rock coming at you. And let's see. This guy was in the Beatles. And in 1975, he did a sort of retro thing that never got any airplay. So dig it and dig it deep.